Brian in Middletown. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. And I know it's kind of happy Monday, but hey, at least we get a chance to kind of break this thing down. Hey, look, I say that the extended preseason is now over, all right? And, look, I understand the passion and all of the criticism is legitimate, but can we get away from making, like, the career pronouncements regarding Jalen Hurts? You know, because he was without his top two receivers and his right tackle. I mean,
it's a tough spot. Obviously, you don't expect him to be. You don't expect him in that game to be as productive. I hear you, but he shouldn't be as bad as he was. And Brian, it has been a slide backwards. I mean, it just has been. Now, I agree with you. There shouldn't be declarations to the point where you just throw him out. I mean, he's what they got. It's not Kenny Pickett time. But I'll tell you this: if he doesn't pick it up, he's not going to be the starting quarterback next year. And I feel really confident. As I said the day after the Eagles lost to Tampa Bay, I feel really confident now, more confident, that he definitely won't be their quarterback in 2 years. He's just not that good.
We'll see, okay? But I need to see him with all of his weapons. I mean, we've literally only seen him with one game, with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, and obviously... Yeah.
But you understand... But Brian, you understand... Hold on, Brian, hang on. You do understand the inherent advantage when he has those guys, right? Like, this isn't the true mark of what he would be with average players, because he's got some horrendous receivers. Dotson stinks, okay? But when he's got the star receivers, that's not the true mark of what he'd be with average players, because A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are so remarkably above average.
Look, no quarterback is going to win a championship without having other quality players. I mean, that's true. That's kind of unfair. Hey, look at the previous head coach we had. I'd rather be where we are right now than where Doug Peterson is and his chosen offensive coordinator.
Well, I hear you, but 0-4 isn't the standard that you're trying to be better than. I mean, 2-2, you know, you're trying to be better. By the way, I mean, Dotson stinks. You know, horrible trade by Howie. I told you when they did it, my antenna was up. Like, don't pass the smell test to me. Why is Washington dumping a third-year first-round draft pick? Why? And he gets here and nothing. Guy's been here a month. There's nothing. Guy doesn't do anything. By the way, I swear to God, I don't think we hear Bryce Huff's name in games. Like, I watch Eagles games, obviously.
I think he had a tackle.
No, I know he had a tackle. But I'm telling you, Rhea, if we went back and had the TV version of all four games, I honestly wonder if his name has been said in, like, more than a game.
He had a snap more than BG yesterday. He had one more snap than Brandon Graham.
Yeah, and that may, and I don't.
Which is them trying to equalize things.
Could
which
be.
Is them trying to make up for a lot of time where, you know, BG
could
was
be.
Out there, you know.
Could also be, though, as the game got away from them, they just started playing other players. I'd have to know the wins of when that happened. Like, I know there's a lot of people freaking out. Saquon didn't touch it more. There's a certain point where you're not going to run that guy in the fourth quarter. I mean, what's the point?
It's not the fourth quarter people are complaining about.
No, I know. And, John, I got to tell you, I agree with the basic premise you started with. And to me, I broaden it out beyond Saquon. If you were without your two receivers and you have a largely struggling quarterback, as Jalen has been largely struggling this year, the offensive coaches, namely Kellen Moore, has got to go into this game saying, I'm going to run the ball.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of Saquon, but it's also going to be, I need to see that Shipley guy. Like, just run the freaking ball.
No doubt.
And that's a failure of coaching to not approach the game that way. That's just a flat-out failure.
And Jalen can run it, too. That's part of what he does. This offense has been, it's been neutered in so many respects for protecting our quarterback, and they've just taken it too far. And I hate the fact that I watch us against the Blitz yesterday, and we got just completely housed.
Oh, crushed. Like, crushed.
And that was not really much blitzing. It was single backer dogs at times, you know, like one linebacker. Coming in an A-gap messed us up so badly because our back had to protect rather than get out. Like, now my worry on film is that everyone's going to say, okay, rather than allow Saquon to leak out, we're going to blitz him every time. Saquon Barkley can be neutralized in the passing game if we just send a linebacker, sacrifice a linebacker. Instead of covering Saquon, we'll blitz him. It's simple.
Look, I think it's very simple. James, what's top of mind for you? What's hitting you this morning?
Obviously, I mean, you guys talked about their like everything, but for me, it's Jalen. I thought Jalen, that was a horrendous performance yesterday. And you go into that, like, I get it. We can't do both sides, right? We can't say, well, he's got these players that, you know, but then when he doesn't have them, make the excuses each way. We go both ways. Well, he doesn't have guys. He does have guys. Like, he gets $255 million. He was the highest paid player on the field yesterday, and he was nowhere close to the best player on the field yesterday, and that's unacceptable.
Rhea, top of mind for you. I know there's a lot of headliners. Which one grabs you the most?
Defense, and especially, you know, like the tackling. I mean, Baker Mayfield wasn't launching it down the field. He was killing them underneath, short passes. You can't live like that. Literally, I couldn't take Tom Brady anymore after a while.
He was bad.
So I flipped.
And Brady needs to be more critical. I'll say that.
He does.
He's way too, like, trying not to be judgmental.
Throw. Yeah, no.
It's like, you know, own the moment and recognize I got a quarterback crumbling in front of our eyes. Say it.
Say something.
Say it.
So I went back to
And by the way, and on Baker Mayfield, you got a quarterback who had crumbled, who has reemerged as a decent player. Yeah. You know, say that also. I mean, he says a little bit like Brady's just not very good right now.
I went back to Merrill and Mike, and Mike was apoplectic about the fact that they were not pressing on any of the wide receivers. Yeah. He was like, this is get up on them. Do something.
Well, we were too tired. We were exhausted.
Yeah. they may
Brady's
also
not,
be.
Brady's not very good right now. So
no, Tom
he
Brady's
can not. Get better. I know he's going to get better because he works.
It's four and a half.
That's why he was so good. Because
is this a Jalen Hurts correlation?
I'm telling you, he works, and that's part of what made him so good. That's part of what everyone could depend upon with this guy,
John
Jalen's Brady. It does make a difference if someone's willing to humble themselves and work. And I do think, to your point earlier,
yep,
our quarterback wants to be
better. Oh, I know he does.
Better.
But he's just not.
Our previous quarterback of mention, Carson Wentz, did not want to change.
I agree with that.
Every time he was asked about it, I am who I am. I'm doing what I do.
I know.
So it is a positive
that
Jalen wants to be better.
But it's
that
not.
Jalen is not up there thinking that he's got the world by the waist.
But it's not enough. Here's the thing.
Just because he wants to be better doesn't mean he will be better.
Here's the thing.
I get that.
Here's the thing I tweeted during the game, and I've said this before, but I'll just say it again. Here's what I tweeted, I don't know, second quarter maybe. The sooner people realize Hurts isn't that good, the sooner life will make more sense. Millions of fans have got to stop fooling themselves. Guys, he's just not that good.
That is so
accurate.
False.
Cut that audio, Seltzer. That is so
not that good.
Dot, accurate!
How can you say that?
Because my eyes say it. I know it.
Your eyes see it. Yeah. And he played differently. He played differently previously.
By the way, I knock him down to average now. As of Friday, I had him in the slightly above average category, and I have now knocked him down
without
officially.
Without two of his top players and Lane Johnson.
Got to be better. Got to be better.
Yeah.
Brahim is with us right now. Good morning, Brahim.
What's happening, morning team?
Hey,
Joe, Rhea, John, James. Guys, we got a quarterback problem, a coaching problem, and a coordinator problem. And you know, Joe, this is why when after that one game against the Saints in 2020, when you and Gilio and everybody was pushing for Jalen Hurts to be the starting quarterback, I pushed back because this is what his game was in college. Dude, he gave us one fluke season. He was bad in 21. I don't care what anybody says. I tried to jump on board in 2022 because I was tired of fighting about the quarterback. I was tired of being divided with my fellow Eagles fans, and I just wanted a normal fucking quarterback, and we don't have one. Dude.
Well, Ibrahim, first off, do me a favor, my man, and rein in the curses there. We heard you, but other people didn't because you cursed. So just
I did curse. No, I said freaking.
He said freaking. I thought he said freaking, but I dumped it just in case.
All right, I apologize.
I was with you, Joe.
I apologize.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
So, I mean, listen, Brahim, here's what I'll say, man. If for the portion of that didn't make the air, Brahim was saying the Eagles should have never made Hurts the starting quarterback. I disagree with you. I mean, first off, Carson was clearly no longer a quality option as of the end of 2020. That was obvious. Number two, they did almost win a Super Bowl with Hurts. And he did bring something to the table initially. Again, I put it in the Chip Kelly category. Much like Chip, where it initially worked for very strategic purposes. But upon being met with resistance, as Chip was met with resistance, as Jalen has been met with resistance, there's no counterpunch. I mean, part of being a great boxer, you got to counterpunch. Part of being a good football player, you got to
counterpunching.
But it's not
good. We see
it. But it's not good enough.
At times, it is inconsistent.
It's not good enough.
Yes, that's the problem. Yeah. It's inconsistent.
Brahim, go ahead, man.
Listen. We got him. They paid him more than Carson. We got him. I mean, but I don't see him winning us a Super Bowl. I just don't.
Well, I don't either at this point. I don't think he's going to be the quarterback much longer. So, I mean, winning the Super Bowl is like...
It's just disappointing, man. I mean, we have not had a viable quarterback in here since Donovan. That's crazy.
Well,
bro.
They had him briefly.
Carson was.
But he
fooled... Listen, injuries got Carson. You can look at him. He was not moving the same after 2018. He just wasn't, period. But the bottom line is, Joe, is that we don't have a good enough quarterback right now. We don't have a good enough head coach. And and I wouldn't fire Sirianni right now because I think that'll just make a bigger disaster.
Yeah, I don't think it serves the purpose people think it would. Hey,
why does that make a bigger disaster?
You
know why, John? Because if you get Kellen Moore, and who's going to be the head coach? Kellen Moore?
Probably.
Is he going to handle every single thing? Yeah. He's not even a good coordinator right now.
Brahim, here's my thing to you, my man. I need you to call the show more often. You're an awesome caller. Thanks, buddy.
No doubt. All right, see you guys.
All right, man. By the way, Thursday, big Philly show. Obviously, the playoffs for the Phils start on Saturday, games 1 and 2, Saturday and Sunday, South Philadelphia, Citizens Bank Park, and all the games broadcast here on WIP. We don't yet know the time of the Saturday and Sunday games. There are still things to be determined today in baseball with that. You know, Mets Braves doubleheader, which is a wild scenario.
It's insane.
It is. Here's what we do know. Thursday, we're going to start cranking up the Phillies coverage more and more as we get closer, about 48 hours from the first pitch of the Phils postseason, with a big day of broadcasting. The station at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. One of those all-day WIP broadcast things from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., which I guess wouldn't be all day. It'd be 12 hours. But we will be. Seltzer, it says it again on my piece of paper. We'll be live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. As opposed to what? Not live?
Yeah.
How many times do I have to... Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be live. No, we won't. Actually, we're going to do the show from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., and then we're going to put it on tape delay, and then you'll hear it from 6 to 10, but we'll have already done the show. No.